What's happening, Polite Society? Hope you're having a good week. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. In case you don't know who she is, Tommy Lahren is a supposedly conservative female political commentator who is pretty outspoken about her views. Of course, the reality is that Tommy, like many so-called lady influencers on the right, is not truly a conservative. She is a functional feminist. She holds some views that are aligned with the egalitarian agenda, including her pro-choice stance. Tommy also promotes the standard male-bashing narrative that is so popular in mainstream conservative politics. A little while ago, she appeared on the Laura Ingraham Show.
It's a major problem. And you know, Speaker Johnson has been talking about those maybe deadbeat folks that are on Medicaid, and maybe some of those folks are the stay-at-home sons. We don't know. But I'll tell you this, leave it to Gen Z to rebrand laziness and social awkwardness as something cutesy, like a stay-at-home son. They did much the same thing with quiet quitting, where you can go to work and do less. And if you call it quiet quitting, it's somehow better.
So let's respond to her point by point. She says that some of those deadbeat folks that are on Medicaid might be the stay-at-home sons. Then she labels an entire generation as lazy and socially awkward. I'm not sure how she would define socially awkward, but the vast majority of people in general are ambiverts, which means they exhibit both extroverted and introverted characteristics. Also, there's nothing wrong with living at home if you're a young man. If you have a steady full-time job, it is far better to stay at home with your parents and help out a little bit with household expenses while putting the bulk of your income into savings for a down payment on a home. This is how families acquire generational wealth. At the same time, there's nothing wrong with doing it the other way either. You can go out, rent an apartment, but you'll be giving thousands and thousands of dollars to the owner of the apartment building you're staying at. And it will take longer for you to reach the goal of buying your house in most cases. Not to mention how expensive rent is now in so many places. The point is, if you're gainfully employed, there's nothing wrong with living with your parents prior to marriage, especially considering the economy we're in right now.
But Laura, I gotta tell you, this is also a big problem when it comes to, I think, declining birth rates, people not getting married and having children. You know, that's a big problem. They blame it on women. Well, look at what young women have to choose from. The pickings are slim.
The pickings are slim. I'm not sure what she means by that. At age 30, the average white man in the U.S. makes about $50,000. The average black man makes about $40,000. The average man in the U.S. is between 5'9 and 5'10. Most men are gainfully employed. Most men display a mixture of both introverted and extroverted traits. I would not call that slim pickings.
Yes, we might have a feminism problem in America, but it's the feminization of men. There are a lot of young women out there that want to get married. They want to have kids. They want to have stable families. But there are a lot of young men out there who want to live in mama's basement and order DoorDash. And therein lies a big part of the problem.
We might have a feminista problem in America, but it's the feminization of men. 65% of single women voted for Kamala Harris. Now, Tommy supporters could say, well, she's not talking about left-leaning single women who are basically the supermajority. She's talking about conservative single women. Well, about 90% of total single women in the U.S. have had premarital romantic intercourse. Promiscuity among women is a staple of free love and the women's movement. I think that's a little bit more than we might have a problem. In terms of marriage, Matt Walsh mentioned that a 2023 Pew Research Center poll indicated that almost half of U.S. women didn't view marriage as an important element of a fulfilling life. Tommy also said that young men want to live in mama's basement. Only about 33% of U.S. households are single-parent ones. Since men are still the primary breadwinners, wouldn't it be Papa's basement that apparently a lot of young men want to live in? Maybe that's just the female empowerment coming out of her. It's mom's house, not dad's house, even though the Bible says that men are to be the rulers of the home. And in terms of the DoorDash jab, young women in their 20s are more likely to be overweight than their male counterparts. With Red Pill and the men's sphere growing, more young men are becoming interested in physical fitness. Think of the Sun and Steel being promoted by BAM. More on Tommy. In an exchange on the Piers Morgan show, Andrew Wilson asked her what duties women have towards men. And to be honest, I didn't really hear an answer from Tommy to this question. She just talked about duties men have, and basically said a real man doesn't need to get anything out of the relationship. That is complete and utter insanity, and makes me wonder how anyone can actually take this woman seriously. Of course, women have duties and obligations towards men. Paul writes that young women are to be sensible, pure, homemaking, kind, and submissive to their husbands. Peter writes that women are to be modest, quiet, gentle, and obedient to their husbands. And there are many other duties which women have towards men, as well as to others. In summation, Tommy, like so many so-called conservative women in politics, is nothing more than a covert egalitarian. Nevertheless, let's be in prayer for women and some men who are being deceived by this kind of thinking and teaching. Let's pray that women will shun the career woman boss babe mindset and instead seek the domestic life and employment only out of necessity, not as a mission or as something that interferes with the mission of their husbands. The sources that I use for this upload are available in the video description below. All right, that's a wrap for now, ladies and gents. If you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comments section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome rest of your week, and for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.